Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're doing that with our good friend Joe Barker, one of the great futurists of our time. JoeBarker.com, StarThrower.com. Also, if you want to find his films and the books or wherever books are sold, please avail yourself of the book Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. I promise you that book is a book of a prophecy. It's as valid today as it was when it was published. Joel, thanks again for being here. We appreciate your time every month. Couldn't do without you. We just have a great deal of respect for you, as you know, around here. You brought us a couple of other ideas for this segment. Plastics. Everybody knows that we got a problem with plastics. They're banning plastic straws. The ocean is awash in plastic. We've become a plastic world. I'm more concerned about plastics than I am about some people are about climate change, Joel. And maybe it's part of the same thing, but there's a new breakthrough that might fix some of this.
A huge breakthrough. And by the way, it came from the U.S. Department of Energy's Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. This is one of these examples where it's not coming from the marketplace. It's coming from pure research that is funded in a way that doesn't require profit to make it work. And in a good, healthy ecosystem, you got to have everything. And this is one of these examples where this came through. Berkeley Labs has created a new plastic called PDK. It is new and profoundly important for us because right now the plastics we have, if you take them and try and break them back down to their essential parts, you can't do it because they're intertwined with additives and colorants and flexibility materials and plasticizers, a whole bunch of stuff, right? So if you took plastic and blended it together and mixed it up and made a block of it, you would not have a clue about the property of the plastic that was made from the mixture. What they have done is created a new plastic that you can take back to the monomer level. Polymers are plastics that are made of monomers. Monomers are the brick of the building, okay? And what they've produced for us now is a way to take any plastic made out of PDK and strip away all the other stuff that's put into it and bring the monomer back to its essential self so that you can make plastic again from it in any form. So in other words,
so
it's now
any
completely
plastic can be recovered and redeployed in another form because we've taken it back to its headwaters, to its the origin of its being.
Exactly. So what they've got is a way to have plastics from now on become very valuable. You don't throw it away because you save it and reconstitute it, and you make plastic again with it. And you can, they call it upscaling. You can make more sophisticated plastics with it and break it down. You can make less sophisticated plastic and break it down. You can always bring it back to the monomers.
Well, we're already recycling. We're already recycling, but we're only getting about 20% reusage of what we're recycling, right?
That's right. And that is not very efficient recycling. This is going to be dramatically efficient recycling, and it can be done everywhere in the world, so you don't have to locate some big central.
Will this technology be sold? Will it be available to the marketplace? Is it going to be open source? Anybody can pick it up and take, because we do, as you know, we do need a profit motive to get this proliferated.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And by the way, I think the U.S. Department of Energy should get a little piece of the action, too, so they can do more research.
Absolutely.
Get some money.
Completely
but
agree.
I'm sure this will be available because it has such profound implications for pollution.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the stuff that's sticking, it's in the oceans, it's in the rivers, it's sticking on trees. It's all those bags that have no other use for it except to burn it. All of a sudden, if you make it out of PDK, that's the key, the PDK revolution.
Let's move over. Let's move over and talk about this new 3D laser printing on the moon's surface.
Yep.
And I want you to tell us about it. But also, I just want to say, Joel, why do we want to mess up the moon? Why don't we leave the moon alone?
Yeah. Well, because there are actually a whole bunch of reasons I can't go into. I'll just say one. If we go to the other side of the moon, we can, in fact, examine the universe without the Earth's radiation all, you know,
dark sky,
washing things away. Yeah, that's right, dark sky. You got it. But here's the thing. You don't want to carry a building to the moon because the cost per kilogram is so expensive. Mm-hmm. What you want to be able to do is build the buildings that you need to have on the moon with materials from the moon, and this is the laser printing process. Here we go, 3D printing. This, what we're going to do is melt the topsoil, basically the dust, moon dust, and by doing that we can make bricks out of it, or we can actually make whole forms out of it, depending on what we're going to be doing. But we're looking at using this process on the moon for structures.
Joe,
we're also talking about using the same process in Mars.
Probability. But I'm still against it. I don't think we should mess with the moon. Hey, Joe, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon. Joe Barker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.